Right then, mister, shall we carry on? Okay, let's go. Steady. Oi, oi. Steady. Steady. I should say, if it all goes pear-shaped, he's been working really well until this point. Get on! Now he's trying to sniff a bush. Straight on. And he's wiggling all over the place. Steady. Good boy. Find the way. It is, of course, partly because, or mostly because, we're on a new route for him. Find a curb. Geo. Thank you. He has a nasty habit, forward at the moment, of when we get to a street corner, instead of actually going straight to the curb, he's sniffing the wall or the corner, which I suppose is a fairly natural doggy thing to do, but I need to try and focus on getting him to the curb. No, I don't think we'll count that as a road. I think it's just a driveway. Steady, Geo. Steady. Steady. Nope, we're going to slow right down. Nope. Steady. Good boy. So anyway, we're out on a... I suppose it's a block walk. It's just lots of blocks in between. Tricky thing is, I'm trying to keep up our walking and sort of cement our bond and... Oi! Oi! Get in! Watch what you're doing! And build our working relationship and all of that sort of thing. Now, shall we go that way or not? No, I think we'll carry on. Okay, forward. Good boy. Find a way. Good boy. And... Becca suggested that we stick to routes where I do at least know where I'm going, even if they are not sort of standard routes that I would use every day. I also need to, as you'll understand from listening to previous recordings, avoid parks for a bit. Steady! Steady! Find the way. Okay, where's the curb? Can you find the box? Where's the box? Where's the box? Good boy, well done. It's the box, good boy. It's very good. Actually, had I taken the previous left, it would have been the wrong one, because this is the one here, I think, that I would have wanted. Basically, the walk that I'm doing... Geo, get to the curb. Thank you. The walk I'm doing... is a sort of rectangular loop, and I can either cut it short here, I mean it's not cutting it that short, but cut it shortish and go via forward, the level, well actually the bridge now at North Sheen. Steady! Oi! Oi! Steady! Thank you. Go for our North Sheen and then back along the, I think it's the upper Richmond Road, something like that. And that probably in total would be about a 2.5 mile walk, maybe 2 mile walk, something like that. Or, go on straight on. I can stretch it out and go much further before cutting across to the upper Richmond Road. Which is what I've gone for, and that's potentially double the distance. I mean, I'm up for a longish walk, well, you know, long in our terms at the moment, and I think he will, so why not stretch it out? Find a way, and we can cut it short if we want to by getting the train back from Mortlake. Steady! Geo, steady for me. Now, it's a bit exciting for him along here, because they're all sort of fairly suburban type houses with front gardens and trees and hedges and those sorts of things. It's sort of an inner suburbia. Straight on. Steady. Anyway, what I was trying to say was the difficulty of choosing routes, because on the one hand, so I need to choose one that I know, or at least I have a good idea of where I'm going, which don't necessarily coincide. I need to try and avoid parks and riverfronts, at least for a little bit, until we have each other's confidence a little bit more, I think. And straight on, steady, steady. I can't remember what the third thing was. There was another thing that's that is constraining my choice. And the problem is that actually the vast majority of my leisure type walks involve parks, be it in central London or in Richmond on the river. I mean, you know, my ideal if wanting to just go out for a leg stretch would be to just go walk along the towpath from Richmond to Kew, but with a park on one side and a river on the other, that doesn't feel very sensible right now. Go on then, big boy, straight on. Good lad. So that's why we're walking along the road towards East Sheen, which is not the most exciting route in the world. However, it does have lots and lots and lots of opportunities to practice things like curbs and obstacle avoidance and things like that, and just understanding each other a little bit better. Good boy. Oh, I thought I had a strong left arm from when I learnt to work vans, but it's feeling the strain already with having such a strong young dog again. Good boy, very nicely done. Good boy. You know, through a bus stop there, so did extremely well. Oh, is that a curb? You need to go straight to the curb. Good boy. Oi, hang on, you wait. Remember, I say. And forward, let's go. No, not today, straight on. Now that was quite interesting actually. It went round, it turned a corner into some kind of site there. And the pavement ended on the corner if you were following it round. And I think he was potentially actually treating it as a off curb rather than as a road crossing. Get in, get in. Geo. Thank you. Good boy. Okay. Watch out for low-flying hedges. Forward. Let's go. Straight on. Okay. Good lad. I'm wondering if he needs to spend, actually, but we might try the next road. That one I don't think would work. Lovely quiet walk this, isn't it? Never mind. Can't tell everything. Steady. Oi! Steady. Good boy. Nice work. Ah. We have a road. Curb, please. Go to the curb. Okay. And left. Just going to go down a little bit and spend it. Stand. Go find the curb. Find a curb. Okay, come on then. I'm a busy boy. Busy, busy. Yes! We are getting a wee out of him. That's good. Stand there. Stand. Right. Go forward. Stand. Left. The curb. Good boy. Wait there. Forward. Good lad. Well done. Nice. It's a little straighter now. Still a little skippy, but that's how he tends to be when he's excited and we're going somewhere new. Steady. Actually, one of the other restrictions on where I could walk today is that there are no trains to the curb. Excuse me. Let's do that better. Come back. Go forward a bit. Right, stand there. Back. Go straight to the curb. Straight to the curb. Good boy. Thank you. Forward. Good boy. Yeah, he just sort of drifted around the curb there, so I thought as it was fairly quiet, I would take a second run at it. The thing is, I don't actually know when exactly the curbs are coming on this route, so I can't really cue him in all that easily for them. You know, I could tell him to find the curb now, but I don't know, it could be for another 100 metres. Find the way. Come on, Gio, find the way. Where's that curb then? Is the one there? Yeah. Good boy, you were slowing down enough for it. Okay, and forward. Good boy. Straight, oi! Get on. Hey, he's suddenly veered to the right there, in the middle of the road. That wasn't helpful. Steady. If he's spotted a dog or something, or maybe a squirrel. Get on. Smells of strong smell of petrol along here. Steady. Yeah, so I was saying that there are no trains to Waterloo today, or no direct ones anyway, so that was rather constraining what we could do too. Straight to the curb. Good boy, and wait. It's okay. Car coming in there. Wait there. And forward. Straight to the curb, mister. Straight to the curb. Yeah, no, and stand. And then we're carrying on, aren't we? Go on, straight on. Good boy. Good boy, well done. Good lad, I think this walk was a good idea. It's not the most exciting one, but really, really good for reinforcing these curbs and things. And maybe he'll slowly learn that he can't take advantage of me. Hopefully he can't anyway. Find the way. Yeah, very good. Very good. Good boy. Is there a box? Where's the box? Good boy, you're good at this now, aren't you? Good boy, find the crossing then, and wait there. Not sure if this is the point where the south circular turns in. Could be. There's enough traffic going down, it suggests it could be. I think we'll carry on to East Sheen and then go past the railway station and then double back from there. Oi, leave it. Just you wait. Good boy for waiting. Just wait. Yeah, I should have remembered this crossing always takes forever. Although this isn't a core route, I have walked this way a few times before. Including on during walk to work week a few years ago, when I decided to walk to work in two parts and did Richmond to Putney first and work to Putney. I think, did I do it? I must have done it that evening, I think. So in the course of the day, I effectively did it. That was fun. Got lost a few times. Probably walked about a mile extra in both directions. Okay, forward. Straight to the curb. Good boy. Stand. Right. Good boy. Find the way there. Go on then. Good boy. Go on you go.